You
and only you
yeah.
know your financial situation.
Yeah.
You know what should and can be spent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what is best for your bank account and your family.
Yeah.
And you should never let anyone pressure you into doing something that doesn't feel right for your finances.
Yeah. Don't let other people spend your money.
Yeah. Learn that one the hard way.
What happened?
Over the weekend. Because after you two and a bunch of listeners lit me up, lit my ass up for doing what I thought was the responsible thing, I did something I should not have done.
Oh.
And within 24 hours, I paid for it.
Oh.
Both literally and figuratively.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. If you missed it, last Friday I told you guys a story about a tennis racket.
Yeah.
So my youngest started playing tennis about a year ago, and she stuck with it, and she loves it, and she takes these group classes. Mm. And her teacher pulled me aside and told me she needs a bigger racket.
Yeah, coach says you got to step up.
Yeah. So not only did he tell me she needs a bigger racket, he told me he could order it through a pro shop he's connected to.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he just bring it in the next week, right? So the racket she has now, I got at Dick's for like $30.
Yeah.
And I am not of the tennis world. I don't know what stuff's supposed to cost. So I assumed bigger racket, the word pro shop was going to be a little bit of an upcharge. So I figured let's double the cost. I'm expecting.
Double the cost, Mike Muley.
Like $100.
I thought 60. $60 to $70 is what I thought it was going to cost, right? So I go, sure, we'll take it. Thank you. And he gets on his phone, and he's like, okay, da-da-da-da-da. That'll be $240.
Hey, play to play.
Okay. I did not expect that much money.
Yeah.
Play to play, Kimmy.
Play to play.
Plato's Closet. I didn't expect to pay $240. I also did not want to spend that money without consulting my wife, but I didn't know how to get out of it.
And your daughter's right there.
No, she was. She was playing tennis.
Oh, okay.
She wasn't standing there.
With that chintzy racket.
However, I had already agreed to buy it, and I didn't know how to back out with this 25-year-old kid who already sold it to me.
Yeah.
So to get out of it, I just said, I panicked, and I was like, oh, you know, mortgage this month.
Mortgage.
And he's like, so you don't want it?
I'm going to put this on pause for now.
Right. So I
circle
said,
back?
Yes. I said, no, I don't want it. And I told that story. I thought it was way too much money for a tennis racket.
Yeah.
And I told you, and you guys crushed me.
Step up and get the kid the racket she needs to play.
I was going to say, I kind of thought this was just going to be your norm now. Because, again, like, I mean, your other daughter plays hockey. You know how expensive that could be.
Yeah.
I kind of figured you would...
This is a bargain.
The one thing that your daughter needs to play.
Okay, so to that point, we then go to the phones, Kimmy, and everybody kills me there.
Mm. Yeah.
And everybody said I was being cheap. You argued the hockey point with my other daughter.
And those are great points. Yeah. You're cheap and your daughter plays hockey.
Shut up. So I go home, I take my nap. I was thinking about it all day.
Good.
Right? And I decided, you know what? You guys are right.
Yeah, invest in your daughter.
So that night, Friday night, I emailed her coach.
Yeah.
And I go, listen, we'll take it. He emails me back right away. He goes, okay. I send him the money via like one of them Cash App things.
Yeah, so you pull the trigger, you're good.
Her new racket's on the way. Pricey, but it's only fair based on the points you guys
made. She's going to light up when she sees it.
You're right. So I'm $240 on Friday night in the hole for a new tennis racket. Mm. Let's flash forward to Saturday.
Well, Saturday's a different day.
Thank you.
Whatever.
My oldest, the hockey player, she's got a game in Buffalo. She's playing great in this game. She's getting after it, man. And she goes into the corner with another girl after a puck.
Mm.
Her stick got caught in a gap in the boards of this old-ass community rink in Depew.
Okay.
And because she is a tenacious corner-playing hockey player, she didn't want to lose a puck battle. So she went to yank her stick out of the gap that it got caught in and snapped the stick.
Ooh. Oh, man.
She broke the stick 18 hours after I just spent... $240 on this racket.
Imagine that. Hey, what are you going to do?
You shut up. So here's where it gets worse.
What?
So I had told you guys that my daughter wanted a $300, $400 stick in the offseason.
Yep.
And I would not spend that much money on her on this stick. So the stick that she has, I got for $170 in an offseason sale.
Right.
Great deal.
Yeah.
The state playoffs are in 2.5 weeks. Her team qualified for it.
That's what everybody's talking about.
Okay, I mean, it's a big deal for these girls.
Yeah.
She needs the same stick, so she's not getting used to a new stick as this is happening.
Okay.
I had to go online to find this stick.
Yeah.
Same one. And when it was all said and done, with tax and shipping, the stick cost me $300.
Oh, you're getting boned, bro.
I would have just bought her a nice new stick.
It is a nice new stick.
Well, I'm saying
that's what it costs.
Oh, I thought this
it's
was like an
same,
older version
no,
or
it's
something.
It's the same stick. I mean, I don't know what it is. She needs that stick. Yeah.
Well, you should have thought that racket thing through a little bit more. You know?
Well, no, I mean.
No, I mean, you know, you shouldn't have spent all that money.
Well, no, because we're talking two separate people here.
Okay.
So just because your daughter broke the hockey stick doesn't mean your other daughter gets less.
Ooh. Yeah, because she didn't break anything.
I understand.
Yeah. I know what you mean, like budget-wise.
Okay.
But.
All right, listen.
But, you know, no tennis rackets should celebrate a second birthday.
Shut up. Because I decided to listen to you two
and
everybody that
what
called.
What are you listening to me for?
In less than 24 hours, I spent over $500 on youth sports equipment.
Yeah.
I hate both of you so much, and thank God.
You did the right thing.
Shut up.
Well, what were you going to... All right, so...
Oh, by the way, you want to talk about two separate people? You want the ass kicker?
Sure.
That's the first stick my daughter's ever broken, and she broke it less than 18 hours after I spent the money.
Yeah, timing's off, but...
What are the odds? But let me ask you this. Let's say, what racket did you want to get your daughter's? Because you thought there were $60 rackets out there. There ain't.
Yeah, no, there are. I could go. I'll show them to you.
But you would probably be in the same boat. It's
let's just bring a racket.
It's not enough racket for her her stage.
No, you don't know this. I don't know this. How do you know this? I don't know this.
Because I used to play tennis.
My ass. You went and ate pizza with your ex-wife who you hated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you talk to people? no, but I mean, like, what were you going to do? Get, like, a middle-of-the-road racket?
Yes, why would I not do that?
Then you get a middle-of-the-road tennis player. And that's not what we're shooting for here.
She has fun. She's out there having fun.
This kid was at the U.S. Open last year. People are talking about
it. They won a contest.
I saw her on TV.
Okay.
Walking by.
Shut up. There's a lesson here.
Yeah, don't listen to people.
No, don't listen to you.
Don't listen to anybody.
And you did get advice on both sides. Because I remember guys calling in saying, telling you that your kid doesn't need best of the best to be good at their sport. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were getting both arguments.
One guy. I got one guy.
I think there were two.
Out of the 10 calls we took? Hey, Duff, you cheap ass bitch. Oh, you're the worst father ever. Oh, you love one daughter more than the other. Here's the lesson.
What is that?
When it comes to the money you have.
Yeah.
And the money you're willing to spend on whatever it is, you and only you know the appropriate way to spend it.
Yeah.
Because money, when money, specifically how you spend your money comes up with friends and family.
Yeah.
They are awfully loose in the ass with your wallet.
That's true.
They'll always tell you, spend the money.
Life's short. You can't take it with you.
Not going to live forever.
That's right.
You deserve X. Your spouse and kids deserve Y.
Life's short, buddy. Enjoy.
But what's funny about those friends?
Mm-hmm.
Who want to spend your money for you? If you end up in a pinch because you took their advice, they ain't there to help you out.
Yeah.
Like you two aren't going to help me cover the cost of this racket. The one that you said I had to get for my kid.
Well,
even
I'm just
after
saying, if you're going to even it out, daughter to daughter, you got to do both.
I mean,
you can't just like spend on one activity and not the other.
The fact of the matter is, the reason I went and bought that racket is because of what you guys said.
Oh, don't blame us.
No, it's true. I would not have done it.
We didn't drive you to the place to go pick up the racket.
I would not have bought that racket had you two not lit me up. So,
but
I think
you didn't see the sense in spending that kind of money on a tennis racket because you have no interest in tennis.
That's not true.
You've been crazy about hockey since I've known you as a kid. You've loved the Sabres and the Amherst, and you've been skating your whole life. So, like, you have an interest, so you see the value in a hockey stick. You see no value in a tennis racket.
Not true, because I did not.
Kind of true.
No, here's why.
Going
here's
home.
Why.
Enjoyed
kinda
it.
True.
Oh, you're going home what?
CMS.
For more bad.
Bro, I'm right, man.
No, you're not right. I was forced to buy this specific stick because she can't get a new stick.
But you bought her the stick in the first place.
That was $170. Now it's $300.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but that's the way it goes. They probably make them in Canandaigua. Big stick capital down there. Very expensive.
Stick it. Oh, you know what else? My
what?
My oldest, my 14-year-old.
Yeah.
So she breaks the stick on Saturday. She's got her backup stick that she finishes the game with. She bitches about her backup stick the whole ride home. And I'm trying to be cool because I know that I'm going to spend this money and I'm about to go off like a goddamn car alarm on the way home. Last night, she's got practice. She comes home. Oh, my backup stick sucks.
Yeah.
When's my new stick coming? I need to find another stick before my...
Well, you didn't overnight it?
You giggle again. I'm going to burn this building to the
ground.
Well,
no, she's in the middle of this playoff drive. Right?
Yeah. She had practice.
She's got to go to practice.
She had one it's today. It's coming to the house today. She had one practice that she had to use her backup stick. I just spent $300 on a new stick, and she's got the nerve to look me in the face and go, oh, my backup stick's no good.
Bro, for an extra buck, you could have had it there in 12 hours.
Shut up. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. After I shared with you guys that I thought a $240 tennis racket for my 12-year-old
too
was
much.
Way too much money.
You're rich for my blood.
All of you guys and everybody that called lit
back
my
in
ass
my day,
up.
We played with an old frying pan.
Called me a bad father, said I was being cheap. So after taking all of your advice and thinking about it, I said, you know what? You're right. My 12-year-old, I'm going to do this for. Write to the coach, spend the money on Friday night. Less than 18 hours later, my daughter, my oldest, breaks a stick.
That's how life goes.
In her hockey game. $300 in 18 hours. I spent $540
on
youth.
That's like cocaine money.
Shut up.
They say sticks break in threes.
Right, true.
All right, I'm going to tell you this right now, kid.
That's true.
If she breaks another stick before this state tournament.
But it wouldn't even be her fault. I mean, it does happen.
No, I know it wasn't her fault.
It's a violent game.
It's your fault. It's your fault.
It's
you guys did this.
It's fault your daughter broke her
hockey
stick.
Yes, because you did this.
She plays aggressively, which you're supposed to do.
Shut up.
Yeah, she's getting after it. Yeah. Right
into you got to dig it out of the boards,
bro,
man.
I wanted to find the guy that, it's just the pew, it's like a community rink. I wanted to find the guy that ran that rink. See that hole? Give me $300. Christine's on CMF. Hey, Christine, how are you?
Pat, how much is in your basement in all of your jerseys?
Ooh, sell a few of those.
How much do you buy? Have you ever bought like more than $30 in jerseys at the time?
Never.
You liar.
Jesus, come on.
Sell something in your basement.
I love this. I love this argument. Oh, do you have joy? Get rid of it.
You have a lot of joy, though.
You have a lot of joy you don't use.
You have joy you forget about.
You have boxes of joy you don't open.
Like the joy I forgot about having in this room as of Friday?
There's been never joy in this room.
Got that?
You know,
there's been never joy in this room. Yeah. Go. Times, live, love, laugh, life, joy, time,
hey, don't
go.
Don't take it out on me.
Shut up.
Because I use cheap words.
But you know what's going to happen when either daughter take the new equipment that Pat bought them and they rock and win the game? He's going to go, yup, I bought that racket. Yup, I bought that.
Yeah,
racket.
That's what parents yell. I bought that racket. What a stupid take.
Well, you would feel like your investment paid off.
No, it's not, because you will be the first one to stand up and go, well, she wouldn't have won if I didn't buy her that new stick.
I would not. I don't think any of this really matters, to be honest with you, Christine. Whether it's, look, I want my daughters to be successful. If they win championships, that's awesome for them. If they don't, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. And I also know as a hockey player that the stick doesn't really matter.
But you don't want to turn it into a price tag.
It does if it's not broken.
Oh, my God.
The stick matters if it's intact. The stick does matter. If you break the stick isn't going to work, right?
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Christine. I'm going to hang up on you now.
But you're going to turn it into a price tag dad.
Yes. What's wrong with being price tag dad?
Because, like, your daughters are just going to mock you. Like, do they already do impressions of you around the house? Because it's got to be priceless.
Yeah, they do, actually. But they do impressions of me like you do impressions of me, so I think they got it from the show.
Oh. You're welcome.
This sounds like something that's going to come up in therapy later in life.
No, see, you know,
but like, my dad loves me?
My dad gave me a hard time about buying a stick, but I also watched him, his $300 custom Buffalo Bills jersey get delivered straight to the door
first
day
of all,
later.
It's also going to be in graduation speeches and wedding speeches.
Okay,
they're going to work in your chintz ass.
I did not complain about the price of the stick nor the price of the racket to my children. I only do it into a microphone so the rest of Rochester can hear.
And they know. They know.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming to the wedding today, but Jesus Christ, the cake, $400.
Oh, I invited Mike Hulay late to the wedding?
Goddamn Betty Crocker. Was she living in Hawaii?
The other thing I can't shake right now.
What is that?
252 WCMF.
Well, nothing, because you lost weight.
Shut up.
Back in the day, you shook all over. Flappy boy.
Again.
Flappy jeans, no money. Tight jeans, no money.
After you guys convinced me to spend $240 on a tennis racket.
You're tight.
And 18 hours later, I had to replace a stick for $300 that my daughter broke in Buffalo. If you have kids, at every point in your kid's life, you have a moment where you think, doesn't get any more expensive than this.
Mm.
Then you pay for childcare when they're young, and you long for the days that bill doesn't show up anymore, and it saves a ton of money. And then they start with their sports or activities. You think, wow, this is ridiculous. It doesn't get any worse than this. And then they hone in on one thing, and they want to spend most of their time doing that. And then somehow it gets more expensive, and you think, wow, it doesn't get any more expensive than this. Then comes high school and dances and formals and proms and dresses and shoes and class trips and tennis rackets and hockey sticks. It just keeps getting more expensive.
Right.
I don't even want to know what the next 12 months holds for my bank account with just my children. It's insane how expensive children are.
Yeah, but now they're becoming like adults, so it's got to go up because now you're talking proms, college, and cars.
Shut up.
And
insurance. Car my ass. Car what?
You got to give your daughter
a car. I'm not giving my daughter a car. Are you out of your mind? What?
You're telling me. You're not going to, at the sweet 16, she's not getting a ride.
No. I got to buy my kid a car. Get out of my face.
There's going to be a car.
There ain't going to be a car. No one's getting a car.
Yeah, but she goes to a private school. All of those private school friends, they're getting cars.
Oh, good. Maybe she can get a ride with them. You ain't getting a car.
You don't want to be the poorest kid at private school.
I was the poorest kid at private school.
But you were actually poor.
I'm glad you're enjoying this. I'm glad this is fun.
I am.
You put food stamps in the collection plate. It doesn't work that way.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to John. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Good. Good morning. It's Johnny Big Stick. I can see both sides of your argument, but I just wanted to let you know that everything goes in threes, so you may not want to use
like
the dishwasher tonight.
John, I'm going to say this right now.
Everything goes in threes. So what's left?
If something else in my house breaks.
Your wife will have an expense.
She's going to break her hockey stick too?
Yeah.
Or your check engine light's going to come on the way to Buffalo.
Why are you laughing, you monster? What the hell's wrong with you, man?
I'm just saying, hey, I just went through it.
Do you have kids?
Yeah, I have 120 every day. I don't have any of my own.
Thanks for the call, John. Have a good rest.
All right.
Yeah, I guess it's like that vacation syndrome. As soon as you come home from vacation, something is broken in the house.
No, but that's what
like
you're...
Like the hot water heater or something like that. You already spent the money, now it's more money.
No, but that's what you're not understanding.
I mean,
is like in your life where you have no responsibility, never had any kids, you live in someone else's house, you don't pay a mortgage, you get to buy theater costumes and wear them into work on a daily basis. Mm. You say vacation syndrome. That's what I'm trying to tell you, is children, kids, who I love more than anything.
Oh, yeah, sounds like it. Okay.
It's like having vacation syndrome every day.
Yeah.
With no piece of a vacation.
Yeah.
It's spending vacation money.
Yeah.
On things that don't matter because they matter to them.
Yeah.
Shut up.
But you get the love of the child.
No, I don't. Well, my daughter, I bought her a $300 hockey stick, and she looks me in the face last night and goes, my backup stick sucks.
You sound like a B.B. King album. Bought my daughter a hockey stick.
No, ma'am, no.
Thanks for the branch.
we did get a tweet.
You read a tweet that criticizes me in any way, I'm going to burn this building.
I don't think it's going to make you feel better. It's not criticizing you.
Took it a Red Lobster. You said, thanks for the snack.
He said, you keep saying you spent all this money on youth sports. One daughter is in high school and the other one plays varsity tennis. It's not youth sports anymore. Time to step up.
It's youth sports. Okay, look.
No, but to his point, once your daughters get older, now not only are you spending money on the sport, but they also recognize when people have nicer things.
Okay, great. People will always have nicer things than you. There is not a
No, there's what? People. No, not but even- the person with the nicer thing... They have the nicer thing.
People that will always be cooler. There will always be better looking. There will always be richer.
So
there
why
will
even
be
try?
That's kind of a good argument.
Why even shop?
And I want to go back to something. You know, they're in high school now. It matters. Can we be real here? I loved my experience playing high school sports. It made me the man
that
I am
today. But you have sad stories.
No,
man.
I'm saying I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. Yeah. Like, you know, the football, boxing was the greatest thing I ever did in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Every day of my life.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. The experience.
Yeah, but it mattered to you at the time. You're seeing it through your, you know, grown-ass man eyes.
No, but what I'm saying is...
Like, at the time, you did pay attention to all that stuff, and it did really matter.
Okay, so if it matters to my kid, and I push it to the point, I don't want to know what it turns my kid into, where status and stuff like that matters. It shouldn't matter.
I'm not saying you have to go out and buy your kid all the nicest stuff.
You literally said I need to buy my kid a $240 tennis racket.
I said you had to keep it even between your two kids, just because one's, you know, one is playing a sport that you enjoy, I feel like you're willing
to
spend a little more.
That's not true. I love watching her play tennis.
No, just spend it instead of fighting it.
You are such a spoiled ass bitch.
You're going to spend it, and you're going to give yourself high blood pressure in the process. Like, if you're going to spend the money anyway, just let it go, bro.
I wasn't going to spend the money.
But you did. You fought. You fought. Because
of you.
You spent. Like, you'll live a lot longer. Relax.
Yeah.
Make people happy.
That's the problem. If
give
I live longer,
money.
I need money to live, man.
You know what? You worry about the future later. The future will take care of itself.
Okay.
It always has.
Yeah, maybe I'll get lucky and find a woman that lets me live in her house in Pittsburgh when
you
I'm in
never
my
know,
90s.
Bro. And I pray for you every night.
Let's take a break.
It can happen to anybody.
No, if it happened to him, it really could happen to anybody. This ain't great.
Oh, no.
I mean, and there are going to be people who hear the story and go, ooh, they're going to revile.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe even say, oh, I'm never going back there again.
Mm.
But there are some restaurants that have an item that is so unique, so delicious, that you can only get there, that it would take a hell of a lot to find out why this happened to never, ever go back there again.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, story on 10 NBC last night. The Monroe County Health Department has ordered the closure of Texas Roadhouse in Henrietta.
That's a big chain.
It is a huge joint.
Yeah.
Big go-to for a lot of families on a weekend.
It's always packed. Even
good
weeknights.
Steaks.
I love Texas Roadhouse.
And you get quality for your money.
That's right. No, you're not wrong. Any day I can have a steak and enjoy my family is a good day. So when you walk up to the front door of the Texas Roadhouse, there's a sign that says the closure was ordered under provisions of the state sanitary code.
Okay.
And as of right now, we don't know what the hell caused them to close. Story on 10 NBC says they've tried to reach out to the corporate offices, but they haven't had any luck.
Well, they'll get back to you.
And look, this is not good.
Yeah.
Even though Kimmy says it's always packed and it's in a prime spot on East Henrietta Road there, right? It also towers over all the other stuff. West Henry Road, I'm sorry. Like, the building is so big. Every Texas Roadhouse is built like a church in the 1800s.
Yeah, it's supposed to be grand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a bad look for the restaurant. Mm. That being said, with this specific chain of restaurants, it may not matter.
Yeah.
Because some restaurants can be saved no matter the issue they have when they have something you can't get anywhere else.
Oh, yeah. And you love it.
Yeah. They only need like one signature thing that you crave that you will go back time and time again for.
What is that signature thing at the Texas Roadhouse?
It's the butter.
Rolls and cinnamon butter.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
It's something about the combo. It's just like delicious. Yeah, that's their thing that makes them stand out.
Whatever they put in those rolls
and
however they make that butter, nobody else can come close to replicating it. And I'll be honest with you, I could eat those until there are no more left on planet Earth.
Bread does rule. Think about it. We just got through talking about Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Same thing, cheesy biscuit.
Bread does rule.
Think about Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Breadsticks, you're right. Yeah.
Unlimited.
You're absolutely right. But here's the thing.
They're like greasy strips of love.
Or Outback. They
give
you that loaf of rye. Is it rye bread?
I don't know. It's not rye.
Pumpernickel.
Pumpernickel, thank you. Yes. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I do not care what could be going on inside the Texas Roadhouse because it's the only place I can go to get those rolls.
Yeah.
And I will be waiting until they open again. And when they do, I will go right back in and get my rolls and cinnamon butter.
Okay.
And I'll be frank, I don't even want to know what the issue was. So if anybody eventually finds out, please don't tell me because I don't want to have to even think about walking back into the Texas Roadhouse.
If somebody tells you, I think like most people would have to physically see it themselves to actually say, I'm done. I'm done completely. I'm never going back there again. I think like if somebody tells you, like you might be grossed out in the moment. You're going to forget and go back.
I think that's fair. The other funny thing about this is the mascot for the Texas Roadhouse, if I'm not mistaken.
It's probably a steer.
No, it's an armadillo in a cowboy hat.
Okay.
And I believe they have one of those mascots, like a mascot costume, that every once in a while will be outside of the Texas Roadhouse. They give you leprosy.
But it does.
Armadillos. Humans and armadillos are the only animals in the animal kingdom, if I'm not mistaken, that can have leprosy. Oh. So, like, when your mascot
but
is...
they can give you leprosy?
If you're not supposed to touch an armadillo, because you can catch leprosy from an armadillo.
I've actually held them before.
Well, that explains what's going on with your face.
Oh. Shouldn't have itched.
Google it. I'm telling you, it's the truth.
I did not know that.
Yes, but like when your mascot is an animal that can give you leprosy, I mean, I'm not really all that worried about what's going on in your kitchen. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'll be honest. I'm kind of looking at this as a blessing because I know there will be people.
Oh, we'll be crowded.
Yeah, exactly.
When they open.
I'll be able to walk in and get a table.
Saturday night, man.
Right away.
Man,
Saturday night's all right for butters and roll. Saturday night's all right. Can I tell you?
Yeah.
I love these rolls in cinnamon butter so much.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, my daughters were like 6 and 8 years old. Mommy was out of town. We were going to go on like a daddy-daughter date. So we went shopping. We went to some play place.
Yeah.
And then we went to Texas Roadhouse for lunch. And I got so excited about the rolls.
Yeah.
I held it in my hand like this.
Yeah.
And I started cutting it open.
Yeah.
And I aggressively cut so fast, I sliced my hand wide open.
Bloody roll.
Yeah. By the way, fun fact, Texas Roadhouse rolls soak up a lot of blood.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's another selling point.
Like maybe, I mean, the U.S. Army might want to look into this in like medvac kits or something like that. However, did not leave.
Damn.
Just wrapped my hand. Wrapped my hand in a napkin. Dealt with it later. Had my Texas Roadhouse meal. Went home. That's how good the Texas Roadhouse cinnamon butter rolls are. I mean, Kimmy, is there another restaurant that has a food so good that even if they had the most disgusting health code violation?
Like, she's got like 10. She's out
honestly,
all the time.
Honestly, like most places that I like to eat at, like I'm telling you, I would have to see the whatever gross thing they got going on in the kitchen for me to actually say I'm never returning. Because I think that, like, if you really wanted to look, I'm sure you could find stuff about most of the places you
eat. Oh, yeah.
Well, and that's what's funny, right? Anybody that's ever worked in the back of a house, right? Kitchen, washing dishes, whatever. Yeah. I mean, you know how stuff goes back there.
Even if you worked there and did some of the gross stuff that they say, you're still going to go back.
Yeah, there are foods or places that are just bulletproof.
Oh, please go on. What? The place you get your fennel can't be ruined? Oh, my God. It's got such good fennel. You can't get fennel
you
like that.
You can't get good fennel in any place anymore.
You know what they say? Fennel rules. Put that on a t-shirt.
You lead with fennel.
Sell it in the bitch shop where you should sell it.
The
bitch.com. Don't go there. It's probably bad.
Yeah.
No, man. Like, what's funny, too, is I think Rochester might be unique with this because most of the food, like how we're totally fine with going to places that may be a little dicey. Because, like, most of the food we ate growing up came from places that
they were neighborhood joints.
Exactly. Yeah, they didn't look the cleanest, right?
Yeah.
The bar still there.
And you can see it too, because there's just like a counter service. You know, you saw directly into the kitchen.
I mean, Kimmy, even the bars and grills that our dads would take us to after softballs on Saturdays and Sundays, right? Like,
yeah, those fryers never got cleaned.
100%. Like every the amount of bowling alley fries I ate out of the Gates Bowl when my mother had her Wednesday morning bowling league before I went to school.
Yeah.
Like, I should not be alive right now. But those fries, no fry.
But I think it's good for your immune system. Get a little poison in there.
Yeah, I look healthy, right?
No, but other people, probably.
They used to make these bologna sandwiches.
Wait.
Who?
At the bowling alley.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. No, they would make these bologna sandwiches.
You like bologna?
I love bologna.
Why didn't you tell me, man?
Why is that?
I'm just getting into the bologna game.
Get the hell out of
here. Yeah, it's blowing up all over.
Really?
Yeah. I just opened up a little kiosk.
Where's the kiosk?
Oh, it's located in the men's room.
What's it called?
It's called Uncle Tommy's Roadhouse Bologna from the road to your mouth, bologna sauce.
Roadhouse bologna? And you can't even say the word bologna. It became sploney.
Well,
that's what's going to happen in your mouth. Ew. You're going to sploney my bologna in your mouth.
He's going to sploney. I don't think that worked out the way you wanted
it. No,
what
you don't understand, Spallone is a combination of the Italian ice cream Spumoni with beads of bologna in it.
Yeah, which is a very delicious treat, too.